Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
UNC season ends with record-setting collapse. This is David Glenn filling in for Art Chansky with Friday's Carolina Sports Notebook. In the history of the NCAA tournament, which started way back in 1939, no team from any school had ever overcome a 19-point deficit to win a first-round game. Until now. VCU, the Atlantic 10 Conference champion and a number 11 seed in this year's Big Dance, rallied from 19 points down to defeat number 6 seed UNC on Thursday night, sending the Tar Heels home from Greenville, South Carolina, in quick and inglorious fashion. In their final three games of the 2025-26 season, the Heels lost by 15 to arch-rival Duke, by 1 to Clemson in the ACC Tournament quarterfinals, and by 4, 82-78 in overtime, to VCU in the NCAA round of 64. Fifth-year UNC coach Hubert Davis, who led the Tar Heels to the 2022 NCAA title game and the 2024 ACC regular season championship, now also has his signature on one of the biggest postseason collapses in Carolina basketball history. Previously, the Heels had been 48-1 in the Big Dance when leading by double digits at halftime. The Tar Heels' devastating loss to the Rams included the continuation of some of UNC's most alarming regular season themes during an otherwise solid 24-9 season. After playing the worst three-point defense in the ACC during the regular season, Carolina allowed VCU to shoot a sizzling 42% from long range, with most of that damage coming in the second half when the Heels squandered an 11-point halftime lead. VCU's offensive resurgence was led by guard Terrence Hill Jr., who scored 34 points and made 7 of 10 three-point shots against UNC. That continued a familiar trend in which the opponent's leading scorer, despite assumedly being circled on Carolina's scouting report, far exceeded his season average. Michigan State's Jeremy Fears, SMU's Boopie Miller, and Stanford's Abuka Okori were other star guards who did something similar in three of the Tar Heels' regular season losses. Finally, UNC, one of the worst free-throw shooting teams in ACC play at approximately 69%, repeatedly missed key opportunities from the charity stripe down the stretch against VCU, ultimately hitting just 12 of 20 free throws for a woeful 60%. Everyone realizes that the 2026 Tar Heels' biggest dreams ended weeks ago when two injuries to star freshman Caleb Wilson derailed any realistic hopes of a long postseason run. One-and-done exits at both the ACC and NCAA tournaments, though, represented an embarrassing ending to the season for one of the most prominent programs in college basketball history.